Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I've been doing a little study on the portrait of Christ. And I might not preach, but what Jesus really, really, really means to us.
Jesus.
He is found, listen, in every book of our Bible.
Yes.
Every book from Genesis through Revelation, Jesus is found in every book. A portrait of Jesus. Who is he? And what is he like? What is he like? Hallelujah. What does Jesus really mean to you? I'd like to ask everybody in this house, what does he really mean to you? Do you know him?
Yes.
Amen.
Do you know all that he's done for you?
Amen.
Down through the years?
Yep.
Hallelujah. Do you know you are in his heart here tonight?
Yes.
And have you got him in your heart here tonight? Praise God. Did you know that he is concerned about you?
Amen.
He's concerned about your soul and your future.
Yep.
He's concerned about your eternal welfare.
Yep.
He's concerned about where you're headed to spend eternity. Can I tell us tonight, nobody has ever loved me like Jesus. Nobody ever cared for my soul like he has cared for me.
Oh, yeah.
You can look this world over, Brother Charles, and you'll never find a greater, you'll never find a better than him. Hallelujah. He's greater than all. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. If you ever meet him, your life will never, ever be the same. Can you say that tonight? If you ever meet Jesus, he's a friend of all. Glory to God. He's the dearest, Brother Ron, and he's the best friend that you will ever, ever meet. Jesus is far richer and fuller and sweeter than all of this world could ever hold and ever offer you. Hallelujah. I found him when I was 20 years old. Hallelujah. All the alcohol, the drugs, the rock music didn't have it. And all the pleasures and all the entertainment of this old world. It can never feel that void on the inside. But that night that I made my trip to the old altar of prayer and I fell down on knees and I cried to the Lord and he answered my cry. And he reached further down than I could ever reach up. And he saved me out of all horrible pen. Can you say I'm glad that he took away the misery and the sorrow and the darkness? He took all the world and all of the dregs of sin out of my life. And Jesus poured in heaven into my soul. I tell you, there ain't no love like his love tonight. It's richer. It reaches higher than the highest star. And it goes lower than the deep as part of the sea. Hey, Lord, the love of God reaches. Hey, yes, it does. How many knows it does? It can reach that one that's fallen. Hallelujah. No matter how low that they suck, the love of God can reach down and the blood can wash and it can cleanse and the Spirit of God can set free. Aren't you glad that he can touch you? Like nothing else will ever touch you. Hey, Lord, I've met a lot of people in my life. I had a great mommy and a great daddy. I couldn't ask for better parents. I've been telling you that his love is far greater and richer and sweeter than a mommy's love. And it reaches farther. Hallelujah, than a daddy's love. Raise a lot of hands in the house. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Hey, a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. He'll never walk out on you. Ain't you glad of that?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The lost soul of a sinner could never, ever have a better Savior.
Yeah.
He's God's only begotten Son, full of grace and full of truth, that left his throne, hallelujah, on high. He left the Father's right hand side, and he willingly came down, and he went to Calvary's own rugged tree and died for you and me, so that we could be saved. Ain't you glad he wrote your name down? Hallelujah, the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad that he gave me life. Hey, Lord, he took the devil out. He took the darkness out. He took the misery and the sorrow out. And love came in. And peace filled my soul. There ain't nobody like him. Nobody any sweeter. Nobody any better. And nobody any greater than Jesus, God's Son. Thank you, Lord. Well, I said I wasn't going to preach.
Come on.
Hey, Lord. Oh, to know him and to have him down in your heart and to have him in your life means everything in this world. He's more important than all this world's riches. And no matter you could own 10,000 earths filled with riches and gold and silver, but can I tell you, he's greater and he's richer. Hey, Lord. And you imagine going to a place called heaven where the street of the city is pure as gold. It is pure gold as transparent glass. It's been refined and that gold is so pure that you can look right straight through it. Like jasper. Hey, Lord, the walls are jasper. Hallelujah, 12 foundations of the city. I tell you, the grand object of heaven is Jesus. I can't hardly wait to see him and to meet him. Hey, Lord, no need for the sun, the moon, and the stars, or a candle to shine in that city. Jesus will be the light. He'll be the light. Hey, no darkness in that city. Hey, God. And John said he showed me a pure river of water of life proceeding, hallelujah, from the threshold of the throne of God. And it flowed through the city. Ain't you glad you're going?
Glory to God. Glory.
In that song entitled, they led him off to Calvary. I can see him with a broken heart. Beyond the pain, he saw my need. I can see him as he offered life. If in return, we just believe. His love lives on today. No one ever loved me like he did. No one was concerned enough to die. But time now has passed. And now at last I see more clearly. And now I know that I'm the reason why that he died.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you raise your hand in the house and say, Lord Jesus, if I was the only human being, if I was the only man, if I was the only woman in this world, you still would have left the glory world. You still would have come down. You still would have hung on the cross. You still would have took the nails through your hands and through your feet. Nobody ever loved me like he did. Nobody was concerned about my soul. He is. I'm telling you, I'm glad I made him. I'm glad I came to him. I'm glad that I called on him. I'm glad that I got him. I'm glad that he reached to me. Hey, Lord, he touched me. There ain't no touch in this world like Jesus has touched. I got no love any richer and any sweeter. Hey, give him a praise in the house.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll tell you something. There ain't nothing slack in the sweet Holy Ghost. Nothing any short. Hallelujah in God's grace. Oh, stay with me for a little while. How many wants to stay with me? Jesus, I can see you in every book of the Bible. Woo-hoo. Brother Ron, I've done a lot of studying, a lot of digging. In Genesis, he was with God his Father in the very beginning. It was he that the Father spoke to in the Garden of Eden and said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. This pre-incarnate Christ was there when God made the first man, Adam. In Genesis, we see Jesus in Noah's ark saying, come into the ark. Come into my safety. He's that ark today. He is the rainbow of promise that God gave to Noah. The storm of judgment is over. There's now peace. He's Abraham's ram on the altar. Hey, God. God's provided a sacrifice for sin. And I tell you, in Genesis, he's Jacob's ladder. Reaching from earth all the way up to heaven. And the angels are descending and ascending on that ladder. Hey, Lord, with the Lord standing at the top. Thank God he's your ladder today from earth to glory. In Jesus, hallelujah, in Genesis, Jesus is a type of Joseph, who was the Father's favorite, with a coat of many colors woven throughout with the threads of redemption. God said he is coming. It is he, the coming seed that would bruise Satan's head under our feet. And thank God he did it on the cross of Calvary. Hey, Lord. How many is it? I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. How many has ever seen a double rainbow? I've seen it before. A rainbow looked like it went right into the creek behind my house. And it went over top of the hill like it landed in the top of the trees. And I've seen a double rainbow go over that. I've been telling you, God's given us some promises of peace. If we know him, I'm glad that I got him to light in my heart. He's a rainbow. Raise your little hand in the house. Woo-hoo. Hey, Lord, I feel like preaching tonight. Hey, Lord, he's Abraham's ram up on the altar. Oh, John saw him one day. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That's him. That's Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
I was going to teach this. Y'all want me slow? I'm just teaching.
Come on.
No,
come
it's
on.
All right. Go ahead.
We're learning. Come on. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Glory.
Feeling it. Come on.
Oh,
hey.
Hold it.
In Exodus.
Come on.
Where are you at in Exodus, Jesus? Jesus is the great I am. He's the all-sufficient one. In Exodus, he's Moses' rod stretched out over the Red Sea to part the waters for God's people to cross over. Woo! He's a Passover lamb with the sacrificial blood. He is the protector. He is the preserver from death's plague. He is the great lawgiver at Sinai. He is the rock that followed the children of Israel in the wilderness that was smitten to pour out waters like a river, to quench the thirst of millions of thirsty souls. Today, Jesus is that living water. Yeah. He is a rock in a weary land. Hey, Lord, He opened up a fountain on Calvary a long time ago, saying, ye thirsty, ye souls that are thirsty, come unto me and drink, and I'll give you living water, and you'll never thirst again. He is that rod in Moses' hand. You say you can't go over, and you'll never make it. I tell you, He's that rod that can make the waters part. Hallelujah. He's going to make a way for you.
Yeah.
Hey, God.
Yeah.
We'll be here all night.
Glory.
I may have to make a part two out of this. What are you, Jesus, in Leviticus?
Praise the Lord.
He's the great high priest who went beyond the veil and sprinkled His blood upon the mercy seat for all the sins of mankind. He's our great intercessor that allows us to enter in into God's presence through and by the shed blood in types and shadows. He is the scapegoat on which was laid all of our sins and all the people's sins. And then that goat was led far into the wilderness to carry our sins far away, never to be remembered anymore. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Ain't you glad He casts our sins into the depths of the sea? He never remembers sin.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. He passed through that veil, carried His own blood. No wonder He said to Mary, touch me not, for I have not ascended to my God, your God, my Father, and your Father. The price has been paid.
Yes,
it's paid in full by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
He gathered up His blood, and He went to the Father, and the Father, He said, here's the blood that I shed for every man, woman, boy, and girl. He sprinkled His own blood upon the mercy seat. An angel on one side, an angel on the other, peering down upon the blood. Who is He that can condemn us? Who is He that justifies? Raise your hand. It's Him. It's Him that cleanses. It's Him that justifies. I've been covered by the blood. Hey, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hey, devil, you can't get in my heart. I got the blood of the Lamb. Hey, over the door. Oh, my God. Raise your hand in my house. I got the blood applied. Hey, Lord, I'm cleansed. I am washed. I'm made whole. I've been justified by the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah. Hey, he's real. He's alive. He's still alive. He came out of a grave. The grave could not hold Him. He ascended up on high, and He's getting ready to come again. For a blood washed throne. For a blood washed bride. He's a coming. I wish my body was as young as my spirit.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, dear Jesus, what are you in Numbers? Oh, have mercy.
Come on now.
He's a pillar of a cloud by day. He's a pillar of fire by night to guide his people through the deserts and the waste howling wilderness. He's that fire that'll warm you in the darkest nights. Hey, Lord. He's the manna in Numbers. He's the bread from heaven that's sweet as honey, that fed and kept God's people alive for 40 long years until they reached the promised land. He is that prophesied star coming out of Jacob, out of Israel, giving light to them that sit in darkness. Ain't you glad that he's that manna?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Gave you the manna in the wilderness. But I am that true and that living bread. If a man eat thereof, he'll never hunger again. I am the bread of life. How many's glad that you tasted and saw that the Lord is sweet? He's good. He's my nourishment, Sister Maria. He's my strength. I mean, there's healing in the bread. I said there's healing in the bread. There's salvation in this bread. And there's overcoming power in this bread.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Good brother.
Jesus.
Oh,
Lord. Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I thank you for what we feel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The world ain't got it.
Amen.
I venture to say 90% of the churches don't have what we feel tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I will have to make part two out of this. Is on every kid. I tell you what, get you a pen, get you a pad of paper, get you a book about this thick where you can just write, if you like me. Get you two or three ink pens because you will run out of ink. And go and start from Genesis. Say, Jesus, show me a portrait of you. Show me in this book. He'll show you. He'll show you what he's like. He'll show you who he is. He's the Father's only begotten. God created everything by Christ Jesus. He's with the Father.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy, he's the angel of the Lord that went before the children of Israel, leading them through the wilderness. He's the way maker that bears his people on eagle's wings and takes them over to the land of promise. He's the great rehearser of the law, calling for obedience, proclaiming blessing for those who will obey. He's the coming prophet that's greater than Moses. He's calling us to remember our deliverance. Remember where you've been, children, and remember where I brought you from, and remember where I've taken you. Hallelujah to God. I'm on my way to thy glory. I tell you, if you feel weak tonight, he'll come down like a mother eagle. He'll spread his wings under you, and he'll bear you up on eagle's wings. Hey, Lord, and he'll carry you over. He'll bring you over.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got a picture of him here now? Can you see him? Oh, man. Joshua. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. God breathed. And Moses wrote the first five books. I can't imagine a man
honest, I'm going to back up to the Garden of Eden. I can't yet even imagine the wisdom and the knowledge that God gave Adam when he named every animal, called it by name, from the elephant down to the wee little mouse, the cattle, the horses, the sheep, Lord have mercy, the dogs, the cats. What are you going to call this? And sometimes I wonder if Jesus would just standing right beside him, said, whatever you call it, Adam. God could have been on one side and Jesus on the other. What are you going to call this one? I'm going to tell you something I told Mary just the other day. I don't believe a mosquito landed on anybody to draw blood back in before sin ever came.
Right.
I don't believe lions pounced upon prey and killed the little sheep. They wouldn't know sin. No sin, no evil, no hurt, no pain. God's just saying, what are you going to call this one, Adam? I'm going to name it a lamb. Jesus said, there you go. Because one of these days, 4,000 years down the road, I'll become the Lamb of God. Lord have mercy, saints. Can you imagine the knowledge that was in Adam's mind to call every creeping thing and every beast of the earth by name? It's hard to imagine Moses wrote the first five books. Sit down here, Moses, and get your pen. And I'm going to give you the complete directions and the pattern to build the tabernacle. Everything to the measurements. Ask Brother Ron. He's been in and making those instruments and the Ark of the Covenant and the table of showbread and all the gold and all the silver. I'm getting plumb off track here. Oh, Lord, no. Don't let me do that, God. Jesus, what are you in Judges? He's the great judge that rises up to deliver his people from the oppression of their enemies. When they pray and they cry unto him, Jesus delivers. Woo! Hallelujah to God. How many can say he's my judge? He's my judge. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Lord. Jesus, what are you in the book of Ruth? He is the kinsman redeemer, reaching out and redeeming us Gentiles and bringing us into the covenant of his chosen people. We were the outsiders. Hey, Brother Charles, we were the aliens to the commonwealth of Israel. But he reached out, Brother Ronnie Ray. Jesus reached out and he took us in and he redeemed us and he brought us in and he made us all one in the family of God. He's a Hebrew husband that took us in, the poor lonely Gentiles, to be his bride and an heir of royalty. I am a child of God. Hey, I'm an heir of God tonight. I'm a joint heir of Jesus Christ. Raise your hand in the house. He has made me royalty. Hallelujah. We are a peculiar people. We're a holy nation. We're a royal priesthood. We've been called out. Ain't you glad we've been grafted in? No more Jew and no more Gentile. But we are one in the Spirit of God. Woo! Hey, hallelujah. Jesus, what are you in 1st and 2nd Samuel? He's the voice of the prophet directing his people. He's the sling and the stone in David's hand. He is the giant killer in your life.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, give him a hand clap. Oh, I feel God. I feel God. He's the stone that come rolling down from that mountain. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, and it's going to fill the whole earth. Hey, devil, you don't own this. You don't own this world. Hallelujah. There's coming one. His kingdom shall fill the earth. Hallelujah. From sea to sea with the glory of the Lord. And there will be a 1,000-year millennial reign. When the lamb's gonna lay down with the lion, ain't you glad of that? Hey, Lord, he's the one.
Yeah.
Woo! He'll take care of your enemies, Brother Ron. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. He is that stone. He's a living stone. Hey, Lord. The Bible said he's made us lively stones. I'm glad when I come into the house of God, I ain't a dead stone. I'm not a sandstone. I'm a royal hard flint rock. He's made me. Oh, Simon Peter. Hallelujah. The stone that Jesus made out of him. Hey, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to quit right here. There ain't no way I can exhaust this.
How many wants a part two?
Yeah, part two. Show me now.
Man, oh, man. Come on. Holy. Children, all that's able here tonight, come on, stand on your feet. My Jesus.
Say, Lord, make yourself real to me.
Yeah.
Make yourself real to me. Show me, Lord. Give me a portrait of Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me see you in the Word of God. Ronnie Ray, I'm telling you, if we'll read our Bible, hallelujah, that Jesus will walk out of the pages. Yes, he will. Can you say, Lord, make yourself personal unto me? Open it up to Matthew 1:1 and read it. It won't be very long. Jesus will walk right out of the pages. Hallelujah. In the red letter edition, he'll speak to your heart. I say, verily, verily, I say unto you, hallelujah, I am the bread of life.
Yeah.
Woo! As she plays here tonight, let's ask God, Lord, touch me with a fresh touch. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray, everybody in the house. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel His Spirit. Oh, that anointing is nothing like it in the world. It's alive. It's alive. Hey, Lord, the revelation of God. The strength in God's Word. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, children. Come on. Jesus, you're real. Tell him I love you, Lord. I love you. You are everything to me. Everything that I need. That's just what he is.
When justice called for a payment for sin,
yes.
No one worthy could be found among men. But the precious Son of God,
yes.
With the cross and thorny crown, fed the dead with the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin, free to live. Now I am. And it reads on the page where my sins were written down. Paid in full by the blood of. Was the debt that I am bound to pay for the seeds that I had sown. But in Jesus' Lord. A great treasure I have found, I've redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Paid in full by the blood. And it reads on the page where my sins were written down, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. And it's paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin,
yes, Lord.
On the page where my sins were written down, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, how great Jesus was the debt that I am about to pay. Woo! For the sins,
yes,
that I had sung.
Jesus.
But in Jesus, my Lord, a great treasure I have found. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Sing it with us here.
And it's paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin,
I'm free, Lord.
And it reads on the page where my sins were written down.